Time to talk money matters with Chief Economist from AMP, Shane Oliver. He joins us again. Good morning to you, buddy.
Good morning, Luke. Hope you're well.
A bit to talk about this morning. Number one, I guess we've got to talk about ANZ, eh? They had a pretty good day yesterday. A full year cash profit of $7.4 billion, up 14%. What do you put this down to?
Well, most of the banks have been reporting pretty good cash profit results. These aren't full year results, but they're cash profit. It seems to be mainly due to their corporate business. It's interesting to note that the share price of ANZ actually fell yesterday, down 3%. And it was the biggest contributor to the market decline of all the companies. But so on the one hand, you know, record profits, mainly institutional business, but it looks like investors were hoping for a bit more. And there's also a bit of concern out there about retail margins falling. And of course, the retail margins partly relate to what's going on in the housing market, where the banks have been trying to get market share or grow their market share, and in the process, cutting the interest rate or mortgage rates, or keeping mortgage rates lower than they otherwise would have been. So it's an interesting result, but it seems to be mainly due to the institutional side of the business.
Yeah. Still, not bad money, is it? Not bad money at all. I've got to ask you about this. We all know that DP, Dupuy Ports, has suffered a major cyber attack. It's left 30,000 shipping containers stranded on docks right around Australia. I now understand that the Wharfies Union has actually refused to ease its rolling industrial action against DP World.
Yeah, it's a bit of a messy situation. The shutdown occurred. It's not so much the offloading and onloading of containers from the wharf. It's trucks coming into and out of the wharf, picking up containers and dropping them off. And of course, that was affected by the cyber attack. Dubai World, or DP World as it's known, shut down.
Dubai Ports, I think.
Yeah, Dubai Ports. They shut down on Friday morning, I think 10 a.m, something like that, and a lot of uncertainty over the weekend. A lot of debate as to what this is going to mean for the economy. Worst case is that, you know, it goes on for several weeks, which means, you know, goods aren't getting around, which could affect prices and inflation. You know, could be potentially another supply shock for the economy, like with the oil price surge that we've seen and various other events over the last few years. But it does seem as if the ports are gradually opening again, at least allowing trucks to come in and get the containers. So they've obviously come up with some workarounds. So that it does seem as if it's not going to be a lasting problem. But as you mentioned there, Luke, DP World or Dubai Ports is facing problems with industrial action. So yeah. That's sort of a bit of a double whammy occurring here, disruption due to the cyber attack. And then, of course, as that gradually comes under control, the threat of industrial action. So hopefully this doesn't go on for too long. We are coming to Christmas. My understanding is that most retailers already have their inventories set for Christmas. So, but it could obviously after that.
It can't help at this time of the year. Just quickly, Chief Economist with ANZ, Shane Oliver, is with us. Let's have a look at what happened to the markets. The share market fell off a little bit yesterday, and it was quite unexpected, wasn't it?
It was. There was actually a good lead-in from Wall Street. You may recall late last week, Wall Street had a rally. You would have thought we would have gone up on the back of that, or gone up a little bit, but it seemed like from the get-go there was a bit of nervousness around. I know oil prices are sort of off their highs, so that's affected our energy stocks. Financials, you know, as I mentioned before, ANZ was the single biggest contributor to the decline in the market. It fell 3% because the profit results are good, but they weren't quite as good as the market had been expecting. So a bit of an unexpected fall there. And obviously nervousness remains because of these ongoing issues, particularly in the US regarding interest rates. Will they or won't they raise interest rates again? What about rising bond yields? Will that mean more pressure on share markets? So that's sort of what's weighing here. It also weighed on the Aussie dollar today, which was, you know, last week at one point there,
65.
We got above 65. Now we're sort of mid 63s.
So unbelievable. So it was unexpected, but there you are. Interesting time of the year. All right, well, watch out for those jobs figures and employment figures which come out later this week.
We certainly will. That's yeah, it's going to be an interesting week this week because on Wednesday we get figures for that's tomorrow coming up. We get figures on wages. We get these numbers every quarter, so every 3 months we get these numbers. There's been a lot of debate as to whether we're going to have a wage breakout or not. Looks like I don't think we are, but that's obviously something that's been a concern. So we'll probably see a bit of a tick up in wages growth up towards 4%, but still pretty modest in the great scheme of things, given where inflation's been. And then, of course, on Thursday, we get figures for jobs, and this relates to October. A big issue there is whether the Australian Electoral Commission workers who are employed to help with the referendum, whether that gets picked up in the numbers, you get an artificial boost. But the market seems to be looking for a modest rise in employment and a slight rise in the unemployment rate. I think it's currently 3.6%, maybe rising to 3.7%, but still pretty low.
Yeah. All right. Good to talk to you, mate. Good talk tomorrow, eh?
Thanks, Luke. Take care.
Yeah, thank you. Shane Oliver, finance on the night shift on Triple M.